is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Trump administration delivered on its promise to significantly slash Navigator funding for the sixth open enrollment period, down nearly 85% from 2016 and leaving some states with no organizations funded by CMS to do this work within their borders. The Food and Drug Administration warned that teenage use of electronic cigarettes has reached an epidemic proportion and gave Juul Labs and four other manufacturers 60 days to prove they can keep their devices away from minors. The agency said it was sending warning letters to 1,100 retailers, including 7-Eleven stores, Walgreens, Circle K convenience shops, and Shell gas stations, and issued another 131 fines ranging from $279 to $11,182 for selling e-cigarettes to minors. Mayor of Kenner, Louisiana, New Orleans suburb, has rescinded his ban on Nike products on city and booster club fields because of public and social media outcry. McDonald's workers have voted for a one-day strike in 10 cities on specific outlets in New Orleans, Chicago, Durham, North Carolina, Kansas City, Miami, Los Angeles, Milwaukee, Orlando, San Francisco, and St. Louis. The foreign-born population of the U.S. has reached its highest share since 1910. U.S. Census Bureau reported that 8.8% of the population, or 28.5 million people, lacked health insurance for all of 2017. An American USAID project in Afghanistan that was billed as the world's biggest program ever, designed purely for female empowerment, has been a failure, a waste of taxpayers' money, according to a Special Inspector General report. Pope Francis is calling a global summit of bishops on the issue of sexual abuse in the church. A wide-ranging report also found that Catholic clergy in Germany abused 3,600 children over 70 years. A sweeping new report by the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights says that the country has allowed enduring and pernicious discrimination in voting. 8 years after the Great Recession ended, median U.S. household income in 2017 finally returned to its pre-recession level, $61,400, marking the third consecutive uptake in American incomes, according to data released by the Census Bureau. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.